It's hard to miss the ads for new models.
Introducing the 2010 Volvo XC60.
The all-new 2010 SRX.
The all-new 2010 Ford Fusion Hybrid.
The all-new 2010 Lexus RX.
But in September, fuel-efficient cars didn't sell that well. Mark Gillies is the executive editor for Car and Driver magazine. He says vehicles that get good gas mileage probably won't start selling until gasoline prices go up, just like last year.
That's when you saw a big move to buying more fuel-efficient vehicles. And I think the obvious thing about oil prices is that long-term, the trend is that they're going to go up and they're going to stay that way.
Fuel-efficient models did sell in August because of cash for clunkers, but Gilly says people bought low-end models because they were cheap, not necessarily because they were fuel-efficient. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.